Hey everyone, welcome back on Rape Radio Mermoz. I'm Katel and I will be your presenter for today. This session will be a special one. I'm with Laure, the columnist, and Habib, our special guest. We'll be talking about Helen Keller, who was a deaf, blind, author, activist. Laure, it's your time to shine.
Hey everyone. So, Helen Keller lived during late 19th century and early 20th century. Born on June 27, 1880, Helen Keller was hit by a disease at 19 months, becoming blind and deaf.
At 19 months? She was just a baby, how hopeful.
Don't worry, just wait until the end of the story. You'll be impressed. She lived in Tuscumbia with her parents and her sister. Since her disease, she will be described unruly and wild.
With a personality like hers, I bet she didn't have much friends.
Helen didn't have much friends. Unless Martha Washington, the cooking man's daughter, most of her friends were in the first place only around to help her.
To help her doing what?
To help her improving her communication skills. For example, Anne Sullivan was at first Helen Keller's teacher, but then became her long life companion. Helen Keller attended school from 1888 to 1904. She first studied at Perkins Institute for the Blind, then the Wright Humason School for the Deaf, later the Cambridge School for Young Ladies, and finally Radcliffe College, from which she graduated at age 24. She was just the first deaf-blind to earn a bachelor's heart. Then in 1903, she published her first book called The Story of My Life.
Did she publish other books?
Yes, she did. She also published My Religion and The World I Live In. During her trips across the world, she became an important activist who inspired millions of disabled people through her speeches and appearance. She was even awarded with the Medal of Freedom. She sadly died while she was asleep on June 1st, 1968. Today there's a hospital named after her in Chiffile, Alabama.
Thank you, Laure. It was really interesting. Now, we're going to do a quiz to check if we actually learned some new things. Laure, you'll ask a question and Habib and I will answer. Ready, Habib?
Of course, I'm always ready. Bring it.
First question. When was Helen Keller born?
Helen Keller was born on June 27, 1880.
Correct. 1 point for Habib. Next question. At what age did Helen Keller become blind and deaf?
At 19 months, not like I'd forget.
Correct. 2 points for Habib. Third question. Who was Helen Keller's first real friend?
Wasn't it the cooking man's daughter, Martha?
No, it was Anne Sullivan, right?
No, she said first real friend.
Cattell is right. 1 point for Cattell. Fourth question. Who was Anne Sullivan for Helen?
Anne Sullivan was her first teacher and after became a lifelong companion.
Correct. 3 points for Habib. Fifth question. In which year did she publish her first book and what is it called?
She published it in 1903 and it's called The Story of My Life.
Correct. 2 points for Cattell.
I thought I was going to stay stuck at 1 point for the rest of my life.
Sixth question. Name three remarkable achievements she did.
She was the first deaf-blind to obtain a Bachelor of Arts degree. She published many books and she also traveled all over the world and inspired millions of people.
Correct. 3 points for Habib. Seventh question. Name other books she wrote.
Oh, I remember them. There is The World I Live In and My Religion.
Correct. 3 points for Cattell. Okay, this is the last question. It's a pretty difficult one because you'll need your knowledge. What was Helen Keller's first word and how did she learn it?
Yeah, I saw it somewhere, but I don't remember. Ah, yes, it was water. Anne Sullivan put water on her hand and wrote the word on her other hand.
And that's a correct answer. Habib, you won.
Wow, Helen Keller really is a strong woman. Despite her handicap, she still became an incredible inspiration for people all around the globe. She should really be respected.
So, Habib won against me. He got 5 points and I got 3. The session is now finished. I hope you liked it and you've learned new things. Thanks to Lore for the chronique and to Habib for his presence. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.